When we talk about problems relating to land use and ownership in a time of the rapidly accelerating climate emergency, we are in no small part talking about the fact that large corporations, including those in charge of our global food system, have tremendous influence over decision making. It's not only a question of who owns the land, but who controls the decisions about it. Relevant to Germany. On this day, when we are rising up to the publicly question and challenge decisions about global land use, it's important to emphasize that decisions about land relate directly to decisions about water. Whoever decides how dwindling aquifers and rivers are used and how the planetary water cycle is managed will ultimately decide how land is used. Germany has carved out for itself a perhaps unique position in shaping global water policy. In international fora and in key basins, through partners such as GIZ, our government is funding and thereby strengthening a model of corporate-led water management. We need to understand and publicly debate what this means. In important ways, this model is understandable. Corporations have say over more water than any entity on Earth. How to ignore them? What matters is to what extent. In the south of Costa Rica, for example, this being a country held up as a global model of environmental stewardship, GIZ has formed a partnership with Fresh Del Monte INC. The partnership is focused on reforesting the upper part of a basin where Del Monte has planted pineapple for 40 years. The upper part of the basin is badly deforested due to cattle ranching, and indeed it will benefit from increased funding for a number of different campaigns to plant trees and from GIZ's guidance. But this strategy is having the effect of delaying a more urgent question about the viability of pineapple in this area where the company has 98% of concessioned water. Del Monte also has more concessions than any other entity in the country. Rivers and aquifers in this area and a Ramsar wetland have been profoundly and adversely affected by the company's presence. It's not only an issue of contamination, hard to measure because of the political and economic power the company has in a small country such as Costa Rica, but of the quantity and timing of water that is used. Continuing to grant Del Monte large concessions in a time of rapid climate change is something that needs to be publicly debated so that society can weigh the true costs and benefits of these choices. As with petroleum, society should have the right to choose whether to incentivize instead a just transition to small-scale agriculture, as difficult as this would be, by way of pulling the plug on the company's concessions. The Del Monte GIZ Alliance is obscuring this necessary juncture. As German youth, we need to deeply investigate our government's singular role in shaping water policy and therefore agricultural policy. In countries such as Costa Rica and in the most visible water fora underway to create an international water policy. This isn't a dry, boring issue. It's a matter of whether Del Monte or Nestle, Coca-Cola and others are deciding the future of water that is life.